Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week on our Heartbeat, Rosemary shared about Psalm 25, which is all about asking God for guidance and deliverance. And so I thought before we jumped in directly to talking about the Psalm, I wanted to ask you, how often would you meditate on the Psalms?
Probably most days, and it's not necessarily always just the Psalms, but on some scripture passage. One, because I'm always wanting to have more knowledge of God, but not just head knowledge, that it goes into my heart, that I reflect upon it, taking upon Mary's example, where it shares that she meditated and pondered in her heart the Lord's words. So definitely trying to read some words from Jesus in the Gospels or something that God said. Then because the Psalms are a reflection of not all David, but very much David's words of his struggles and his thoughts. But because I can relate to a lot of what he says.
How often, though, because this happens to me, do you read a psalm and just go, no, I have no idea what that means?
Oh, yes. But then I try and pick out one line, something that I maybe do understand. When I have time or when I make time, I then even might go do a commentary to understand it more. And then sometimes it's not where I'm at spiritually even. Where I'm at, what I might need, what I desire to hear from God. And so I could just say put it aside, but that's okay. That's how we learn.
Yeah. I know with Psalm 25 that you shared about this week, it's probably not one that I recognized or that stood out to me, because I know Psalm 23 quite, you know, clearly. The Lord is my shepherd. But yeah, Psalm 25, I didn't know very well. But you gave a really good, I was going to say summary, but you really did pick apart the first, I think it was 6 or 7 verses, really.
Yes.
And you picked apart each line, which certainly for me helped me to understand what each line was, what it meant. And you started off by talking, well, what it's all about is about asking God's guidance. And I love it because you even asked the question, like, who doesn't want to be guided? Oh,
who doesn't need something nearly every day?
That's right.
To be guided in the right choice, the right direction. What do I do?
Yeah. It's funny, just during this week, I can't remember specifically what I was thinking about, but I remember thinking in big broad brushstrokes of like, okay, I need to make a decision about this, about Hannah, and I need to make a decision about this part for work, and I need to make a decision about that. And thinking about, let's say, 10 different things that, you know, I have a decision to make or need to just sort something out, and going, oh, I don't know, like it just seems a lot. Just that relatability of we all need guidance.
Yeah, and like some of the definite choices, sometimes you know the right or wrong choice.
Yeah.
But some others, it's up to you, whatever you decide. But then you go, Lord, what is the best choice?
Because sometimes there's two good choices.
Yeah, but what do you want, Lord, for me to choose? Now, I often feel like if my heart is right and I make the right choice that God wants for me, fantastic. If I make the wrong choice but my heart is still right and still every day, not just I've made the choice and that's it,
yeah,
Lord, if I've made the wrong choice or I'm going the wrong direction, would you close a door, open a door, stop me, do something?
Mm.
Because I want to do what God desires.
Mm.
And he gives us free choice. And sometimes I don't think he minds. Mm. He doesn't mind if my hair is black, purple, red, green, whatever color I'm going to go with
green next.
No, thanks.
Yep.
But, you know, it's... then that's a very inconsequential question. But on others, it's sometimes he might go, no, you decide.
Mm. Mm. Yep.
But, you know, he knows he has the perfect plan for me.
Mm.
So the more I come to know him, the more I want his perfect plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to have to be going along a certain way and have to do a detour or a U-turn or there's a roadblock. Mm. I want to go on the right path.
Mm. Mm. Not that if we're on that, we can't do any of those things.
Of course,
yeah. So if we look at the psalm then, and I won't go through everything line for line, but you started out by just sharing how, what does it say? I'll get it here. Verse 1, to you, O Lord, I lift my soul. And straight away you just pulled apart that first line and I liked how you said, it's just us being honest with God. And I like that you described it that way because when it says, I lift my soul, sometimes I'm like, what does that mean? Like,
yeah, it's not like you have to present the holy part of you to God.
Mm.
Just tell him where you're at.
Yep.
I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do.
Mm.
I am in a great place and I want to praise you, Lord, whatever it is. Mm.
So that beginning part of just being honest with God and just saying, God, please come and help me. And then as you moved through the psalm, what jumped out to me was you talked about in verse 4, David, who's writing this psalm, says, make me to know your ways, O Lord. And you stopped and you focused on the phrase, make me. Now, often we don't like it when someone makes us do something.
No way.
Think of if you've got children or grandchildren, you make them do something, how much do they stomp off and, you know, show you their gruffness?
Exactly.
You know? We don't want to be made to do anything. But what I got from this psalm is the desire of our heart is so much for God. We want him so much and we know that he has the perfect plan that we get to a point of surrender that says, God, would you make me do it your way because I know you have the perfect way.
Yeah.
And that's where
it's your heart.
Yeah.
It's your heart.
Mm. Which, like, I wrote down when I was writing down my notes how we talked a good few weeks ago during Lent about you talked about our desire for change. You talked about penance one week and the different things that we can do. And really that just came down to our heart and God wants to see that internal part of us.
Change.
And ultimately when I listened to the heartbeat and watched it and got to the end of it, I felt like that was the crux of the psalm was just, God, my heart, I want it to be for you. Would you teach me your ways?
Yeah, and think of the title, Prayer for Guidance. If you want someone to guide you, then you have to follow.
Mm.
He's the leader.
Mm.
So if you're saying God is my leader
and
he's the one who delivers me from problems or, you know, whatever that could be, then our heart is, we'll follow how you want us to go.
And that was another point that you picked up on. It then moves into talking about teach me your ways. And you talked about being teachable. And it made me think, you know, or just ask myself the question, am I teachable?
Some days?
Yes.
Yes, and other days, no.
Am I ready to learn? And once again, it comes back to my heart of, okay, God, I'm open to your ways. Would you teach me?
Yep.
And that comes down, and that's when exactly what you're saying, we're following, we're asking for guidance, but to be guided, we need to be teachable.
It reminds me so much of, if you've ever seen a movie where there is a wise person in it and the student comes along.
Oh, yes.
And at the beginning thinks, oh, how ridiculous that suggestion. They don't know what they're talking about and goes another way.
Mm.
And halfway through the movie, something happens and they come back and go, oh, you were right.
You were right,
you know. And, hey, we do that on our whole life journey, I think. except for those who God has graced and blessed so much with a surrendered heart. Think of Mary, totally surrendered, totally focused on God, full of grace, full of his grace.
Mm.
Whereas us, we sometimes do make wrong choices. We go, Lord, really? No, mm. I'm going to go this way, yeah. you know.
Mm.
But that's okay. That is our journey. And like you said, it doesn't matter if we have to do U-turns,
mm.
if we have to, you know, jump ship and go on another path, God's always there for us.
Mm. And then I loved how you ended with the beautiful, just the way you said it, I thought was beautiful, about us waiting on God. And when we wait on him, in turn then he actually comes and waits on us. Like just this beautiful, because he is the servant. He's the servant.
The ultimate servant.
Yeah. But we first need to wait on him because, once again, it comes back to our heart. He wants to know that we want him. He always waits for us to make
the choice.
Yeah. And he lovingly waits for us.
Well,
I lovingly wait often. I wait, but not in love.
Impatiently wait.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the prodigal son, the father there, shows us the father's heart.
Mm.
He encompasses son with a big hug, and then he doesn't even let him from his mouth come the words, oh, I'll be your servant.
Mm.
He goes, no. Let's throw a party. I'm going to serve and wait on you.
Mm.
We're going to get you the royal ring and the royal robe again.
Mm.
And we're going to throw it, you know, a party and celebrate. That's what our God does.
Mm.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful.
Mm. So I certainly think you've really pulled apart that psalm in a way that can help me to understand and relate to it when so often I find them hard to pick apart and understand. And so this week, I really think that our weekly challenge is to be teachable.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, and sometimes we know that there are areas of our life that we've kind of put up a wall and said, nope, this is how we're doing
don't
it.
Don't touch that area.
Yeah, exactly. So it is a challenge to say, I'm going to be open, God, to your ways. I'm going to be open for you to teach me. And so it's a big challenge, but with the grace of God,
is achievable.
We can do it. Yeah. Oh, no, we can do it in him, yes. not us alone. Yes. Yeah. So we hope that that's really blessed you. We hope that that has helped you with the Psalms when you're reading the Psalms. It really made me also think about what I know of David is he was a man after God's own heart. And that's what I feel like you saw in this Psalm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for those of you who maybe don't listen, go listen to the podcast of the Psalm. And then come back and listen to this because it makes more sense.
Mm, mm. So we hope that you have a really blessed week and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.